Reish Chav Tes. B'matzorch liyir seschach. What can we use for schach? It's Aleph. Dabar shem sachin by tzorch sheyid semeach min ha'aretz. What used for schach has to be something which grows on the ground. B'tolosh, it can no longer be attached. It has to be detached. B'en ha'makabal tuma, it has to be something which is not royal achila, which would be makabal tuma, or it can't be something which is made into a kli, which would be makabal tuma. Something which does not grow from the ground. Mishabura says it's lavdak. It means something which is from the ground. For example, earth, like metal, etc. Venom kabbutuma and pesam kabbutuma. Again, orish al behema shlo nevdu. Shenem kabbutuma. They're not kabbutuma because they have not been processed yet. So just the hides of the animal. It doesn't grow out of the ground. It gets supported by what's in the ground. Aminim atoches, or different types of metal. They were not made into any type of kli. They come from the ground, but they don't grow from the grounds. Ein mesachin behem. You may not use them. Chen ein mesachin. But offer, you can't use dirt. So to Mishabur, it's our shiya. So cut now. You have to make the sukkah from that which you would gather the remainders of the gathering from the Gerun and Yekav. The Shira and Shiasim, a sukkah's mima, shema, asef, ipselos, Gerun, and Yekav. After you've done the sifa, what's left over is what you would use. That'll kashin, that's the straw, vashkerlus, rekonin, or the empty. Clusters of grapes. That's to grow from the ground. It's no longer attached. Then makabal tuma is not makabal tuma. So these three criteria are derived from pselus gerem yekev, that they are grow from the ground, they're not attached, and they're not makabal tuma. Then makabal tuma perishen on roy the makabal tuma. I'm not sure what he's adding exactly. The animals don't grow from the ground, they grow on the ground. So those don't work. You want to use metal. It's only relevant to this.
I think the Roy Lekabal Tumah makes more sense in the context than Ainim Lekabal Tumah.
I hear. Okay.
I'm just
making it clear for us.
Make it clear one.
For us. Okay. Shadayin ena makabal tuma. So if they're not, there's no, they we're not made. There's pieces of original hunks of metal coming out of the ground, not made into kli at all. So they're not makabal tuma. Bathi sedim in or gam came in earth. They come from the grounds. It doesn't work. With an offer mamash, or dirt itself, comes from the ground. It has to be something which grows from the ground. It's not enough, it's from the ground, it has to grow from the ground. Okay. The Bir Alochah points out these are dinim deraisa. These psulim of the Mekabal Tumah, or Tzameach Min Ha'aretz, and it's Tolush are all dinim deraisa. You have to have them. He points out, well, let's say something was only makabal tuma midrabanan. Midraisa is not makabal tuma. It's only makabal tuma midrabanan. So it's midraisa, it's kosher. It's only possible midrabanan. So if I have no other choice, if nothing else available, he says, possibly would be better and it makes sense. I should do at least that than not do anything at all. They're made out of wood or of metal. So shvurim are made out of metal. The ruchas amita were part of the bed frame that was made out of wood, but they're part of the bed, which is the makabal tumah. chalakelim, or anything which is made out of the kli. So the loch is emesachim behem, you can't use them. I feel like nishperu, so nishperu mehem shir kabbalah stumba. Even if they've been broken already, so they're no longer makabel tumma. So mikra didn't mean a rice of their kosher. But Chazal said no, because it's exer, you might come to use them when they're sholem. Hey, shvudin shomatochis made out of metal. Alba shal eitz emakabel tumma filamid rabbanon. If you have a short, it would be like a pole. It's wood. It's not makabel tumma at all. Which will give that example of the shaft of an arrow. So if it's we'll differentiate between if it's done in a way which is sicharim or nekevis. So sicharim is the arrow was basically they would take a piece of wood, a pole, and they would chisel away and make a point at it. So the arrow itself points sticks out. It's not makabel tumma. If the way you did it was you dug out a indentation in the wood and you put a metal head on it, so the wood now holds something. It has a kli kibble in it. So even in the case of chitzim zchorim, there's no kli kibble at all. So it's shutei kliyets. Should the kliyets nino b'mutar l'sachar behen? So the should the kliyets are not makabel tumma. Kliyets, it has to have a base kibble to be makabel tumma. So if you tell me over here, you can't use shvoidin. A shvoidin just was a piece. It was a pole. So why can't you use? If it's made out of wood, why can't you use it? Therefore, if it came now, so most we were talking about it's made out of metal. Well, now he's got a kash. The imkain the mari v'shal matechis. So the reason why you can't use it is not because it's makabel tumma, because metal should they clean matechas are makabel tumma. But obviously you can't use metal because we already said in the first set because it doesn't grow from the ground. So why are we saying the reason why it's not acceptable is because of the tumma elements? You should have told me we already knew it from the first sif. So that's the Magen Ram's kasha. The mari b'shal eitz. So they say, no, the cases are talking about one made out of eights, because some attackers, he's right. So so Michelle eights, where's the tumor? Tarsus Barosha Shredim Yesh Ksas Barzal. There's a little bit of metal on top. Since the metal on top is Makabal Tuma, this is there to be the shaft for that metal. So this is the kli together. So the whole kli is makabel tumma. So tumma it's makabel tumma. With regards to schach, right? So I have this long piece of wood with a little piece of metal there, and they're not going to say, "Well, it's possible because it has metal on it." The eker schach element is the wood. So that's the issue of. Tzumech min oritz, it's tzumech min oritz. But in regards to tumma, it's makabel tumma. Okay, and kibben the ikra eskachu min ashvoich, who shall eitz, shu tzumech min oritz. I mean, tzorach lebarzol, the tzorach eskach, the piece of metal at the end is irrelevant for the eskach. Have a mina the mutu lesachach, but kamash vol and the posel, hoel makabel tumma yoli abarzol. That's the chiddush of this case over here.
Theoretically, the shvudim were longer than the sukkah, and the tip, the metal tip, was not over the sukkah. Only the wood part would be over the sukkah, but the metal part sticking out past the sukkah.
Yeah, it doesn't make a difference. The whole wood becomes makabel tumma.
Oh, the whole wood becomes no good.
Right, because it becomes there's a halacha by kalim of handles. That the handle is considered part of the cleat.
Mm-hmm.
So in other words, whatever you need for, and the shear, the Mishnah says, whatever is like normal amount you need for tashmish.
Mm-hmm.
So I need for an axe, you need it should be 12 inches long. Mm-hmm. So up to 12 inches, that's called part of the cleat.
Mm-hmm.
But an arrow, the whole shaft is that the shaft is what you need. I mean, the arrow functions only in conjunction with the shaft. So the shaft is an integral part of the cleat. So it's makabel tumma. Baruch Hashem Mito. So these are the long boards of the bed frame. A filo henshel eitz, even though they're made out of wood, they're makabel tumma. Pafshen mita shlema, Even though you're not putting the whole bed there, so it means they're no longer part of a bed. Psulim lisichuch hoil de mimita shlema ka'osu. But since they were taken from a bed, and in that position they were mekabel tuma, they remain with that problem afterwards also.
Even if you chopped it up?
Correct. Anything which makabel itubi min rabbanon is not acceptable. Now we said even if it's nishbur, it's still not acceptable.
I mean, so basically, if you saw a pile of wood, you wouldn't be able to use it if you don't know where it came from before. I mean, it could theoretically be it came from a bed at one point, and someone chopped it up. And now it's selling wood. How would you know where it came from?
Theoretically, it's a psul rabbanon. That which someone which is no longer makabel tuma, since it came from a kli which is makabel tuma, is not acceptable. It's the rabbanon. So if you're suffering the rabbanon, but enochanami, it definitely would be it would be preferable that you should be able to know that. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now we'll see one exception to this in a second. Shal nisur b'hem shir ches kimer shapam achas hayurim lekabel kolas tumba. They were roy one point in time. It goes to when chacham shlo l'sachik b'hem lo elam. So chacham said, don't use it at all. And it's various because people will say you can use a kli that they wouldn't understand the difference. Okay, lo yisim akelim shafila b'shem musin lo hayim akabel tumba elam rabbanon. In this shbiru muta the sachah behem. Every kli was makabel tumah mid a raisa when it was a sholem, there was a gzeira, the rabbanon not to use it when it's broken. You might come to use it when it's sholem. If the chachila, it was only makabel tumah mid a rabbanon, so that this would be gzeira l'gzeira. Right, so they didn't answer that. There's the Moshe Dush over here brings an interesting Orcha Shulchan. Orcha Shulchan says. That if this is the case, this is the gzeira, so a person actively went and broke it for the purpose of using it for schach, then you won't make that mistake. Because since you're actively breaking it mm-hmm. for the purpose, you recognize the fact that you can't use it with a sholet. Mm-hmm. So this is almost, it broke on its own, and then you say, well, I can use a kli, so I might use other kli. But if I break it for this purpose, it would be mutter to use. Okay. If you used arrows which don't have a base kibble, so they're not made that they have an indentation in them which holds the head, but rather you just, they themselves are the head, or they extend out. In other words, it could be that they extend, you made like the head has a hole in it, you put it in, so the wooden part has no indentation. So ksheira, if she has a base kibble, it's psula. If they have a base kibble, it's posa, because that's should the kliyot not makabel tuma. Kliyot which has a base kibble is makabel tuma. Teschitim shein lam base kibble, the pshut the kliyot is makabel tuma. Ksheira. Now, we just said if something came from a kli which was makabel tuma, it remains posa even afterwards. And we already also point out that even though it doesn't have a base kibble. But when the head is on, it's makabel tumah because it's part of the shaft, it's part of the arrow, and the arrow is makabel. The head is causes the whole new makabel tumah. So now, if you now take it out of that and you want to use it, you're trying to have a makabel tumah. You might your pamachas bibarzel psulim avo bisha bitlu nitlu achakach the kibin the pamachas hayurim makabel tumah nisher shem psulaleim mekanabasit beis. So that's what we pointed out. Once it's possible, remains possible. You have reeds, so they grow hollow. So even though they could hold something inside of them, but they're not made for that purpose. That's how they come. So that's not called a base kibble. That's why you can use bamboo for your schach. Even if you have you know, you'll cut off at the end and you'll have this nice little cup there that doesn't bother us. If you have a wooden pipe, and you know, you carve it out, like, you know, let's say in a piece of wood, you carve out a place for the water to flow through it. So it's not so Kabbalah means able to hold something. So we use the word English word of, you know, it holds water. The water flows through it. It's not made to hold water. It's made to let the water flow through it. It's not made to keep the water there. So it's not called a base kibble. The chol kli eitz haroch of ksas, the rabbi niachal of dover, the kabbal tumen rabbanon dover the base kibble. Even if you have pshut kli eitz, so if it's wide enough that really could really you could use it as a serving tray, as a board, or something like that. So there's a din tumen rabbanon. Tosha says because dover the base kibble. So you can't take a shovel, or a grave was like a rake, even if it was nishpurot. So you could use it if it's broken, because since even when it's not broken, it's only tumen rabbanon, because it doesn't really have a base kibble. It's flat, but so then these other things, once they're broken, would be permitted. Okay. Dalet sicha b'pishtun. A person takes flax, so the. Obviously, once it becomes linen, you're using it as thread, so it's mekabel tuma. It's no longer a orig is mekabel tuma. Once something is woven, it's mekabel tuma. There's a Rashi who told once if something is plied, it has equivalent status of orig. The gabi the halachas of kabbalas tuma. So once you have you take the linen, you ply the thread, and so two ply, four ply, whatever the ply they would use. So that would be that's mekabel tumah. So you can't use it. It grows on the ground. It's talush, but it's mekabel tumah. But let's say sichel b'pishtun. So in the process of processing the flax, before you make it into linen. So you soak it. Then after you soak it, you pull out the fibers. Or if you pull them out, but you haven't combed them straight. So, ksheira. Dates ba'amo, it's still wood. It shouldn't be a wood. If it reaches the stage where it's nidak v'nipetz, so it's been pulled out and it's been combed, that's already considered posel. The question is why. So I'm sure we're going to grapple with why. It's still not makabel tumah yet. Mikra din. Yud aleph. Shol nidak l'nipitz. But shalom. Avshim itzkilo nishu hagivelim b'mayim. You already start the process of soaking it. Mikavachem kima shadayim lo nidak. You haven't pulled them out. B'chalal eitz. So it's still part of the wood. Mashal oshim zed. Im hayu nidak. Absolutely, but it's possible. It sounds like nidak alone is already a problem. Right? It says kishaloi nidak. Well, nidak is kshera. I mean, if it was nidak, it's possible. Right? Then it says, well, you need it's only possible if it's nidak with nipets. It sounds like just nidak alone is not a problem. We serve the word mash with the nidak with nipets being an avol nidak lechud is loy. It's not a problem. And Patricia, the bear grod the mash and she said him lahokil come back and make lahokil after an issue lechud rakam makam atchak. Even if you just soak them, we shouldn't use the chachilim. So let's say it's nidak with nipets. It's possible. So the mishabura the midrabanan. This is only psalter abanan. And he brings over here, this is the Rif and the Rambam and the Rosh. He brings it to Rashi, the Eater of the Ritzke is Shivala Leket, and the Riyaz says Teresa. But the Psaka, the Beis Yosef said a claw when he said a Beis Yosef, that the three Amudei Haror, the Rif, the Rosh, and the Rambam. And in general, he will, you know, unless he has other arguments, if I have an argument between the three of them, so I'll follow the majority side, he says. So in this case over here, all three, the Rif, Rosh, and Rambam, all say Rabbanan. So you have to imagine that we're going to be going with that. And really the other side is Rashi, and etc. So it's remember about Mesha Ain Sarasa Amadasalov, Amasakilo and a Magdali Karka. So it's absurd about it because it doesn't look like Magdali Karka, because it looks totally different than what came out of the ground. The resultant it's been processed already. So processing makes it not makes it possible to bottom, it doesn't look like it came from the ground anymore. One argument. Keeping the royal sitam of the Sech Karmic sauces was Yakabutum. They're usable. You use them as part of the process of making into a kli, which is makabel tuma. Okay, and gam ben arish shibre givarlin hanina mina pishtan emesachin boy keep the gam imenu roy lomalik karmak sauces. It's not only the thread, but you have the husk. So there's pieces of the husk which fall off, and there's then granules come off of that. That's called the Ura Shivri Gevarlin. Hanina mina pishtan, they shake out when you're processing the pishtan. Imsachim boy, the amena royal the mali karmic sauces. You can't use them either because they used to use them to fill pillows. Okay. You know, if you're talking about Elu, I feel a bit semi gaffin, mechanibus, shame of Tom and Minagoin. If this is the argument, so the problem here isn't the Tuman issue. Right? So, what about cotton? Or what about canvas, which are not Mechabal Tumim? They're not. The only thing which is Mechabal Tumma, for sure, when it's a thread, is Tumas Nagoyim. Shesi or Rebekim Mechabal Tumma. If it's plied, you have Rashi's argument, that's Mechabal Tumma. If it's not plied, so it's a thread. So the thread's not Mechabal Tumma. Well, it is. If you make it a Shesi or the Shesi or the Orev, it would be Mechabal Tumma. But that's only a halacha by Temer Pishtim. So now I have cotton thread. Or I have canvas thread. Shema Tama Nagoyim. So we're great. But if since the argument, the reason why it's possible is not because of a tumah issue, it's because of it doesn't look like it's gula karka anymore. So your cotton thread is the same problem. And then they're saying, now that this is the reason, so feel it's you can't use them because the problem isn't tumah, because they don't have tumah. The problem is, it doesn't look like a gula karka. Great Kosher Tam. When they came in the Karnidak Venipates, it's been the fibers have been pulled out of the plant, and you've combed them out. You know, you haven't made thread yet. Karibul the Taboyser the Kabbal Tuma, spitting is next. And when Makabal Tuma, they said, okay, go to Shlodi, this is a Sacha, but you can't use it at all. Very close to the Kabbal Tuma, you can't use it. So if that's the argument, the issue is Tuma. So Tzemer Gemba says, we don't have Tuma. Tuma is by Tzemer Pishta, not by cotton. Okay.
But he's saying there should be Machmar on it anyway, on the cotton.
So he's saying, well, according to the first arguments, the issue is not Tuma. The issue is because it's not in its original state, pristine state, so it doesn't look like. So that's a problem by that also. So he says you should be Machmer. Now take a look at the Shartzin over here in Chav. If you apply them, so it goes into the din of orig ayin shom minatar emesachim behem. So orig is makabel tumah min raisa. So according to Rashi, this cotton thread would be a problem. It would be a problem. So this is an interesting place where this is relevant. Fascinating issue is the sukkah mats. Okay, so there's one issue with the sukkah mats, the bamboo slats which are used, and not makabel tumah. So that's the question. What about the material which holds it together? So there's three different materials which are used. One of them, which is the best, obviously, is that they take little threads of sukkah, of bamboo fiber. Mm-hmm. So it's just little pieces of bamboo which hold together. So that's not makabel tumah. There's no problem with that. That's the Mahadran mats. The Starkate mats are held together by a monofilament made out of nylon. So it's a monofilament, it's not plied. See, this Rashi, it doesn't become an issue. So it's not makabel tumah. The only problem is that it itself is not roi for schach. Mm-hmm. You can't make schach out of nylon. And the rule would say later on called maimed, you're not supposed to use anything which supports the schach out of anything which is possible for schach itself. It's not only by tumah. Anything which would be possible for schach in any which way, you shouldn't use as a maimed for the schach. So they suggest the correct way to do it, it shouldn't be a maimed. So if you set up your mat in such a way that there are slats supporting it, and even if you pull out those monofilaments, the little bamboo slats would stay in place, because they only have to stay in place in a ruch matsuya to be considered kosher. So now I take a board or something like that, put it on top, so it shouldn't fly away, a 2x4, which is not makabel tumah. And it's not considered processed enough that's possible. 2x4 is kosher for sichuch, mikra did. Put 2x4 on top. So what's being mimed in place is the rafters that I put underneath it, and the board on top, not the monofilament. So I'm okay. The okay makes their mats not on a monofilament because they have this issue. It's a mimed which is not roy. They use cotton thread. So they use cotton thread because the Shulchan Aruch Rav is not kosher for Rashi. And the okay is the Bava Chechshur. So they say, you know, there's no mimed but there's no makabel tumah over here because it's not makabel. They're not, the thread is not makabel tumah. But Rav Moshe in the Tshuva says that he's kosher for this Rashi, like Shabura says. She says the thread is the orig, it's makabel tumah, and you make that. That's how you make the mat. So the whole mat becomes makabel tumah. See, even if you make it that shouldn't be mimed with it, now the mat is a makabel tumah. So forget about the mimed or not mimed. The mat batsim is no good. So according to the Star K,
why is the mat? Why is the whole mat makabel tumah?
Because now the whole mat is being held together by this orig. So the orig, the mat becomes part. The orig and the mat become one. So the whole thing is a makabel tumah. The same way we had before, the arrowhead makes the whole shaft mm-hmm. makabel tumah. So this becomes the unit. So see, if you threat, you pull out all the threads, it wouldn't help you. It came from the slats from makabel tumah. So now it's like a case of a shever. So according to the Star K, they're question for Moshe's psak. So the Star, the OK mats are possible. Make it written. According to Rashi, the question for Rashi. According to the OK, their mats are kosher. According to Shulchan Aruch Rav, he doesn't pass like Rashi. The Star K mats have a problem of mind, but you have to be careful how to put them down. According to both of them, the Mahadran mats, which use the bamboo strips, are kosher. So that's where you get your different shittas about it. Sukkah mats, like, you know, all sukkah mats are the same. Not necessarily true. Somebody came to me and asked me. He went to Home Depot, and they have fencing, which is bamboo, made out of bamboo, and it's woven together with whatever. So it's not made for lying on. We'll see later on. It talks about a mat which is made for lying on, so it's, you know, that's a problem since it's made for fencing, right? So it's a lot cheaper than buying the mats that they sell from these sukkah places, you know. So let's just buy that and put it on top. I said, well, really, I would like what's holding it together? Like, what's, you know, what's, how's it made to hold together? I said, well, it was like cotton twine. I said, really? Okay. So maybe you shouldn't use it. The cardinal merchant says that that would be possible. She said, well, okay, they're held together by metal. The metal, you know, the crisscross of the metal. That's probably a problem also. It's a Mekabel Tuma. So, so it's a good theory, but you really have to see, you know, convince them that you make one out of with monofilament, and then, you know, then we're in business.
If you made it out of pure boards, how big could the boards?
We'll see later on how big the boards, how big boards are can be. That's a sif later on. Okay, hey, b'chavot mishal pishtin is psula, mishal gemi mishal siv is kshera. If you make the ropes out of pishtin, it's possible. So what's the problem? So we're going to have either the problem is because it doesn't have its surah, or because according to Rashi it's mekabel tuma. Shal gemi, shal siv. So you make it out of these like gemi. I wish I could tell you. I know exactly what it is. It's a plant which has a very pliable type of a fiber,
rubber.
And then we use the fiber to
rubber.
It wasn't rubber. No, that's gumi. Gumi is modern Hebrew is rubber. Gemi was a type of a reed, very pliable reed.
When did they invent rubber? I think it was after Shulchan
Aruch. Yeah,
it's a plant.
Well, rubber is actually the sap made from the sap
right,
of the plant,
sap of the plant,
which is boiled. So when an interesting question when you want to could you use rubber. You know, that's interesting. Schach, right? Make rubber schach. Tzemeach min ha'aretz, not mekabel tuma.
It's not tzemeach exactly, is it?
Well, it's part of the sap. The only part is, but you have this gzeirat d'rabbanan because it doesn't have tzeros in the kerosene.
Right.
But we're not for that, you know.
It would be good. Waterproof on top of it.
Waterproof on top also.
Throw some tires on top of it.
It would keep the bugs out.
Right, there are a lot of mylas. Okay.
It also keep the stars out, too.
We'll see about that. Okay, you give yourself pishtin. Hashem ekabon tuma shenim kli. Kamokam nishtana tzurotzim enon nira kedule karka. V'hashadudim kamolam shal canvas. The same would be true by the canvas ropes, hemp, whatever those type of things. So the issue over here is not nicker, and that's what the Sharetzion pointed out in the Chav. The problem is because it's mekabel tuma midaraisa, and Rashi says you should be chashish for Rashi. Okay, vav. So Vav deals with the mats issue. Now, the mats nowadays, which we are selling, the argument is they're being made specifically for this purpose, so they're not made for the purpose of Shkiva. So we said the rule is Pshut HaKliyot not Mekabel Tuma. There's one exception. The one exception to Pshut HaKliyot not Mekabel Tuma is the Tuma of Mishkav and Moshe by a Zav, Anita, Lettuce, Metzorah, and Tzaraas. That's Mekabel Tuma, even my Pshut HaKliyot. It's only made to sit on or sleep on. So it's Pshut HaKliyot, and it's not made for Shkiva, so then it's not a problem. But how do you know whether this mat is made for Shkiva or not? Maybe the mat was made for Shkiva, and then it's brought to Mekabel Tuma. Actually, the OK and their article, on their website, when they talk about their mats, the question was raised that the mats are made in the Far East. In some of these places, they use mats. They use bamboo mats to sit on. So how do you know that, you know, what you're getting is not so much, you know, it's really the worker and the plant saying, wow, this is great, I want to make this to sit on. You know what's going on over there. So they say that they... and of course, if you ask them, you know, you can't necessarily trust their answer because they usually can figure out like what they're supposed to say. So the factory said, yeah, of course, we only make fodder, thank you very much. Like, so they dealt some mashkichim, which have become fluent in the local language, to shmooze with the workers and get, you know, check it out. They're not doing it for that purpose. And apparently, some of the places which have been used have had that problem, and they're very careful not to use. So it depends on the country. Apparently, China is not a problem, and maybe in India it is a problem. I don't remember the details of it, but they would, you know, they checked out the different countries. In some countries, mats would be problematic, and some they're not. So, machzelah shel kanim v'shel kash. If you make a mat, of reeds, straw, shifa, and gemi were these type of different types of pliable reeds. Whether it's smooth, it's flat, so you can lie in it. It's not so smooth. So like this. Im hi katana, if the mice is small meaning over here, large enough to lie on, but not larger than that. Stoma imedes shchiva, that was they used to make them standard for the purpose of shchiva in that size. So you would have to intentionally make it not for that purpose. But I mean, we assume the person's intent was for that purpose, and it's not kosher. Again, that's not necessarily relevant for nowadays. Now, what does it mean? The definition of being problematic is the majority of the people in that city do it for shechiva purpose. We say that you're allowed to do it for sichu, going to be acceptable, is not just you alone, because you would say butla daita. Means that that's a normal thing in the city. So it's not called bottle daitoin. Vim higudayla, large ones aren't made for sleeping on. Why you make such a large mat? So you made it, usually it was made for the purpose of acting as a canopy. I mean, it's a sichuch. So I mean, it's a sichuch masachim, but you can use it. And we cannot sell the shkiba unless it was made for shkiba. And again, that would mean, hashiminagamokim lishkabaleha. So again, it would be bottle daitoin. So it just depends on what's called normal in the city. V'hani milish ein lo sofa. It's all talking about pshuta kliyets. Pshuta kliyets don't hold anything. So only tumah is shchiva. So was it made for shchiva or not? Because by shchiva the halacha is, if it's not made for that purpose, the pasuk says v'kol kliyets shayyeshe v'lavazov. So the Gemara asks, "Asher Yeshiv is Lashon Osin." Says they call clear, "Asher Yoshev Alavazov." Right? It has to be something which is not only that he sat on, but he will sit on. It means it's made for that purpose. V'chol Mishkav Asher Yishkav Alav. And say Asher Shochav Alav. It said Asher Yishkav Alav. So in both of those, the languages in Lashon Osin indicate it has to be something which is made for that purpose, as opposed to something which you happen to be one time you use it for that. So. If it's flat, the only issue is shechiva, it has to be made for that purpose. But let's say it has a base kibble. So it could act like a basket to hold, you know, big basket to hold fruit in, because it has a rim.
Right.
That's a whole different ballgame. Right? Amahani mila shem l'safa, yesha safa, be'inyan shiruy l'kabul. Feel not nitzal aswasa, eim esachmo. Even though you remove that, so since it was roared for a kabul to one point in time, you remove it afterwards, it remains a shever kli, which you can't use. Now, Hagob, and welcome Shinogol Likwaya Maxolos, Begagin, Kain Tikra, Emesacha Mehem. I have a new Gzeira. If people in this town use it for a roof, so it goes in the Gzeira, because I do not want you that you use things which are used for roofs. You might say, well, like, what am I wasting my time? I just use my regular good old roof. I end up sitting in his house. Right? Because, well, I'm using roofing material for my schach, so by the time I'm finished, why not just do the house already? So that's a separate Gzeira, which Chazal did were concerned about. So we have the gzera of this gzera we just mentioned, the gzera's tikra. You might come to use so much to make for your tikra. And then we said we have the issue of base kibble, if it has a base kibble. And if it's flat, the issue was it made for sikhuch or was it made for shiva or not? It's pointed out nowadays that the ones which we're getting are not made for, even though they're large, even though they're small, we're not worried about the possibility that they're made for shkiva, and hopefully the mashkichim are doing a good job in checking that out. Okay.